We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
The nugget I have on the Home Run Derby is O'Neill Cruz now the betting favorite to win that sucker. O'Neill Cruz, the favorite to win the Derby. And I know a lot of people have argued that, oh, it's going to be a great show. I do think O'Neill Cruz will put on a show, and I do think he's got a damn good chance to win. I also don't think the names associated with this Home Run Derby this season are going to have people watch it from the outset.
Right.
So the people who do watch are going to be intrigued. I don't think you're bringing any new viewers. If you have Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani and all these big names, I think people are more than likely going to turn it on because there's nothing on. But I don't think anybody's turning on the Home Run Derby going, oh, I got to watch O'Neill Cruz.
Right. I got to watch Acuna Jr. I got to watch Riley or whatever, Rally.
Brent Rooker, he's not a name. Right. Jazz Chisholm plays in New York. Okay, fair enough. He's not a superstar. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, is the biggest draw, I think.
Just because of what he's doing now.
Yes.
But I mean,
he's putting up Bonzi in first half of the season numbers.
This is what we talked about a little bit yesterday, or maybe the day before. I feel like Major League Baseball needs to almost mandate that if you are a part of the All-Star game, we get to select who is a part of the Home Run Derby to make the Home Run Derby better. Like, if Judge is a part of the All-Star game, Ohtani, like, you have to play if we pick you to play.
Yes. If you want people to watch.
Right.
Yes, I think they've put together what will be an entertaining field, but I don't think you're getting as many people to watch from the beginning as you would if you had a bunch of big names.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Texter, Craig might fire Crowley after listening to his Cruz Home Run Derby takes. I mean, do people disagree with that? I don't think he's going to be a draw. I think he'll be wildly entertaining. I think he might hit 50 bombs over the course of the evening. And then next year, if he's in it, I think he's appointment viewing. But I don't think your average Major League Baseball fan, I don't think most of them know much about O'Neill Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great opportunity for him to get his name out there. But I don't think he's bringing people to the show.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.